This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Here's Fellowship President and CEO, Yael Eckstein.
This week's Torah portion continues the story of Moses and begins with, "Now Jethro, the priest of Midian and father-in-law of Moses." The portion is named for Jethro, in Hebrew, Yitro. But the main event of this passage is the giving of the Ten Commandments and the Torah through Moses. So why does it focus on Moses' father-in-law, Jethro? Jethro was wealthy, well-respected, and very powerful, and he was a high priest, proficient in all kinds of idolatry. But when Jethro heard about the events in Egypt, the Exodus story, he realized that the God of Israel was the only true God. And Jethro left everything behind, his wealth, his power, and his idols, for a hard life in the harsh desert with God's people. What I find interesting is that Jethro's name means extra, and Jethro knew that there was something extra, something more to life than what he had found. This Torah portion wasn't named for the teacher of the Bible, Moses. It was named for the students represented by Jethro, for you and me, and anyone else who seeks what God's word gives us. This week, let's follow the lead of Jethro. Let's listen to God's word for what it promises to us.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.